The Mishnah in Erechin, at the end of the first perek, discusses a case where a woman is pregnant and she did something which is liable to the death penalty. So the question is, but what do you do? Do you wait until after she has the child, or do you kill the mother right away? And obviously if you kill the mother, you'll be killing the fetus as well. So the Gemara says, based on Gzeiras HaKasuv, the Mesu Gam Shnehem, that we have a special Gzeiras HaKasuv teaching me, you don't wait and you go ahead and you kill the mother, even though the fetus will be killed as well. So the Gemara has an interesting Havamina. Not the Havamina we would have thought. The Havamina is a maybe, well, because what did the kid do? It's innocent, so you should wait. That's not... The Gemara has an interesting Havamina about me from Dine Mamanos. The Gemara says, I would have thought that since we know from the Parashas Mishpatim, Ki Yonatu Anashim, that you're obligated to pay Dime Vlados, causing a Hefsid Mamun to the Baal, and therefore, maybe that's why you have to wait. Kamash Malan, no. The Gzeiras HaKasuv teaches me, you kill both. So that's the Mishnah Gemara, the end of Erechin, end of the first parak in Erechin. So there's a famous Ran in Chulin who asked on this Gemara. The Ran says, what kind of Havamina is that? Your Gemara should have said a very simple Havamina. You're really, there are two people here, the mother who's guilty as charged and the child who's innocent. So why not just wait until the child is born? Why kill two people? So the Ran says, what we see from here, from this Gemara, Mishnah Erechin, is a big Kiddush. Because we have a principle in general in Gemaras, whether we say when a woman's pregnant, the fetus is uber yerech imo or uber lav yerech imo. Is the fetus not, you know, part of considered one in the limbs of the mother or not? So the Ran says, uber, even if you hold uber lav yerech imo, it doesn't mean there's two separate people. It's not that there's one innocent person and one guilty. The way the Ran learns, he says it's all one person. Is that there's a concept of one person with two bodies. So when you have one person with two bodies, so it's all the same person. So therefore, it's not one innocent, one guilty. They're all in it together. And uber yerech imo means it's one person with extra limbs. So uber yerachimo means it's one person with extra limbs, and uber lav yerachimo means it's one person with two bodies. But no one says, according to the Ran, that uber lav yerachimo means the two bodies. Because if it meant two bodies, you wouldn't be able to kill the innocent body. So the effort, hence the Gemara, the Mishnah concludes, you can kill the pregnant woman. There's no extra ritzicha going on. That is the major chiddush of the Ran. However, from Tosis in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say it's clear, especially the way Tosis learns, is that there's an Issa Daraisa on Ritzicha. The Stechemid writes in that another Achronim that there are three shitas regarding abortion in general. I think Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes it's Mutter, Meikar Adin. Others say there's an Issa Drabanan. And then others say it's an Issa Daraisa. So the way Tosis and Sanhedrin says, and the way we paskin, we assume, according to everybody, we're assuming it's an Issa Daraisa. The abortion is a biblical prohibition. The question is, what is the Issa? What biblically prohibited act am I doing? So is it an Issa Ritzicha? Is it an Issa of murder? Or is it an Issa Chavala? Is it like cutting my body? If I have six fingers, I cut one off. Or if I cut off any of my fingers, am I over the Issa Daraisa of Chavola or an Issa Ritzicha? In other words, because the Shaila is, because it talks about once a child is born, so a Tinuk, one day old, whatever, so Yechayev Misa. However, before that, Yenachayev Misa. So when Yenachayev Misa, before, if you kill a fetus. So what's pshat? What does that mean? Do I say That means it's not an Issa Ritzich at all. It must be an Issa Chavala. No, it's a Xeris HaKasuv. That, of course, it's an Issa Ritzicha, except there's a Xeris HaKasuv, where we learn out that your own, we have that by another Nigmar Hadin, when you're killing someone who's considered Nigmar Hadin, so you have a din of a trefa, so you're not permitted to kill this person, but there are times where you could kill someone and not be liable capital punishment. So that's the discussion in the Rishonim, how you learn that Gemara. So there's a posek, he was a Rav in Lublin. He wrote the Torah Chesed, and he ended up joining the Badat in Yerushalayim, and he wrote some famous tshuvas on abortion, and he is in the lenient camp. And that's why people always quote the Tzitz Eliezer, but basically the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldberg, is based on the Torah Chesed, and the Torah Chesed is based on the Ran. That's the Mahalach in terms of those who are being Mako. So we assume it's a Daraisa. The Shiloh is what type of Daraisa? So he says it's an Issa Chavola. And like the Ran says, it's one person. So if it's an Issa Ritzicha, so then you need Pikuach Nefesh. If you need a Pikuach Nefesh in order to save your life, to kill someone else. But if it's an Issa Chavola, like the Torah Chesed assumes, and the Tzitz Eliezer, and like the Ran said, Uber Lav Yerach Imo still means it's one person with two bodies, so therefore, if you have a medical concern, so then we could be permitted Issa Chavola. And Issa Ritzicha, it has to be a life and death issue, whether it's a physical life and death issue or a psychological one. It's just harder to determine a psychological one, but if it's a psychological pikuach nefesh, that would be okay also. The question is, what about if it's an Issa Chavola, so you just need a medical condition. So, and therefore, the Torah Chesed, that's a big kiddush within Sheet, because the Sheet of the Rambam is his machmer. The Rambam seems to say it's an Issa Ritzicha, and you're only allowed to kill the fetus midin rodev. So the Torah Chesed says he wants to limit the Rambam. When does the Rambam say that it's midin rodev, it's an Issa Ritzicha? That's when they're in labor, Makasha Leila, they're about to give birth. So then we have a din of Ritzicha. But before Makasha Leila, before the labor, even the Rambam agrees it's only midin chavola, and therefore there'll be much more room for leniency. So that's and that's a discussion, how far do you say kol chadasha of a full pregnancy or before labor, in terms of how at what point does it become, according to the Rambam, chavala to ritzicha. So that's the sheet of the Torah Chesed. It says, so yes, they're very makel in terms of a medical intervention, the medical reason to do an abortion. So it's mutter. And according to the way they learn, even according to the Rambam, it's only at the end when you're giving labor, that's when it becomes more of a problem. Moshe Feinstein, on the other hand, is very machmir. That's, you know, the sheet that everyone was brought up in America was Rav Moshe. It's an Issa Ritzicha. He follows the Shitas HaRambam, that's only Midin Rodef. And he doesn't learn, like the Torah Chaim, that he limits it to Makasha Leila. It even says, in other words, there's a Machokes, what about the first 40 days? The Gemara says it's Maya Ba'alma. So I guess within the Rambam, you could argue maybe it's even only Midin Chavala, even the first 40 days. If you don't like the Rambam, if you hold it's Issa Chavala in the seventh month, it's only Issa Chavala or less in the first 40 days. And Rav Moshe says, no, even the first 40 days, it's an Issa Ritzicha. It has to be Karav Levad, in other words, he learns, you have to know for sure, or pretty close to sure, that if you don't do the abortion, the mother will die. And others say, no, that's not the way we assume. The Teferis Yisrael writes on the Mishnayis over there, that we have assumed it's a suffix. You don't need karu levada. Even if it's a suffix that the mother might die, that seems to be the practice. So the minhag seems to go not like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is very machmir. So I want to point out a meta halacha that it's interesting. Rav Moshe, again, if I remember correctly, and this from the meta halachic point of view, obviously Rav Moshe has halachic grounds, strong halachic grounds, but he has his own shitas. He goes against Rishonim. But it was right after the time where I think abortion started becoming permitted, so therefore maybe even more of a reason, besides his halachic reasons, maybe that's why also that he felt very strongly about it. Not based on that, but he felt strongly without it, and then when abortion became permitted, he was even more concerned. So we don't usually follow. You have to speak to your local posek, but many argue on Rav Moshe, and it seems, we seem to go, even with the suffix, we don't need a kara of levade like Rav Moshe, even a suffix that seems to be, we permit, it's an abortion. So, and in fact, then the Shiloh comes up, obviously someone draped, so therefore, according to Rav Moshe, unless it's psychologically going to kill the mother by walking around with his fetus, so then if it's psychological ritzicha, then Rav Moshe would be matir. But anything less than that, he would say no. And according to the Torah's chesed and others, then no, you don't need that. As long, if it's an issa chavola, so if it's, even if it's not a pikuach nefesh, but it's a major thing that's going to bother her, so then there's what to discuss. And also, in terms, I guess into a separate discussion, a married woman, you didn't know the view to discuss about whether you're, in terms of telling the husband, in terms of doing an, as a whole discussion about doing an abortion and the issue of covered up briyot, which is a different discussion. So, but let's say someone's not married, it's a single woman, and she became pregnant, intentionally, unintentionally, however it happened. So is it permitted for her? So according to Rav Moshe, it'd be a lot more difficult if you don't permit an issur ritzicha. But if you assume that she's going to mess up her life, that just like if someone's born, as Rav Schachter likes saying, someone's born with six fingers, you're allowed to cut off one to make, if you have five fingers, it's an issur d'oraisa to cut off one to make it four, but if you have six, it's permitted to, you want to be look normal. So too, if this is going to wreck her whole life, that she's going to shows up in Beis Yaakov pregnant, she's going to get thrown out of school, public school, marry a guy, or whatever is going to happen. So therefore, working on the Issa Chavola, there are those who post them who might even recommend that the person should get an abortion in that situation. The Tzitz Eliezer is usually Mako, but he just, for some reason, it's unclear why, he just says the first trimester. However, basically, certainly in two Kola Lo Chadashav, we could be, according to those shitas, on Mako, and perhaps up until the time of Makasha Leila. That's a discussion in terms of the postkin, how far you go. But that's the issue. It comes down to, we assume that there is an issa d'oraisa of abortion. The issue comes down to the machlokas rishonim, whether it's alts chavala or alts ritzicha, and then major nafkamina. If it's ritzicha, the only heter is pikuach nefesh. Anything less than that wouldn't do it. But if you hold it's a chavala, you don't need pikuach nefesh. Just a medical reason to do it, according to those post-kim would be enough.